Hello again to regular listeners and for those who might be joining us for the first time. I'm Mike Roberts with Programme 14 of our 17-part second series entitled Malta Memories. And today we begin the first half of a brand new year, 1979, via the news made by ordinary people and the ordinary events here in Malta, helped on our journey, as always, by the popular music of that year. When an editorial in the first January edition of the island's Sunday Times declared the moment of truth would come with the budget, as Malta's financial year was synchronised with the calendar year. 43 international circus artists performed at Manuel Island. The St. Catherine Musical Society of Zurier organised a fair at Halfar. 25 orphans from St. Francis de Paul home, Burkakara, were treated to a party at Rabat's Baron Snack Bar. And with his team scoring 2 goals in the last 10 minutes, Floriana football coach Tony Formosa was more than pleased with their 2-1 victory over Sleema. Just as Dr. Hook was pleased with his 1979 chart success, When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you know it's hard.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you watch her eyes. When you're in love with a beautiful woman, you look alive. Everybody tempts her.
Dr. Hook. People from Malta's sister island, Gozo, were in the news too, with the island's young people being encouraged to support a catering school project as the growing tourist industry exerted its pressures. Gozo bus owners made more news when they failed to agree on forming a company, preferring the police to continue providing a roster as they had always done. And Castellane, writing on Gozo street names, revealed that many had no name at all, whilst others were no longer legible. Even in 1979 there were calls for Malta's precious monuments of antiquity, Ajaim and Umnidra, to be protected. The legendary English footballer Sir Stanley Matthews, at 64, was living in Malta, and as well as his coaching activity still played football as a midfielder for the Paola post office team. Alfie's salon in Xira advertised a new slimming and keep fit program using the latest Hawkins techniques, claiming that all unsightly bulges would be removed painlessly. Carrying the logo of Sea Malta, a new Malta Gozo ferry made the first trial run. Paul Schwireb, chairman of the Mid-Med Bank, hosted a now annual luncheon for the press. And described as one of the most genuine and honest persons one could meet, an article in the Sunday Times featured the ironmonger of Paola. As Malta and West Germany's football teams faced each other for the third time in soccer history in a European clash, Malta's commissioner of police escaped injury when his official car was hit in the rear at Santa Ana Street, Floriana. Oh dear, red faces all round, I suspect. Musically, Iris Williams brought us this.
What am I supposed to do if I don't cry for you? Picking up after you just used to drive me mad. So why do I feel so bad? We used to laugh a lot. We were the best of friends. Where have the good times gone? It just isn't any fun when love ends.
What am I supposed to do? Iris Williams. The weather was warming just a little, and the rains were less frequent, as dredging on Mjia Harbour began in preparation for the introduction of the new Malta Gozo ferry. Film star Robert Powell arrived in Malta for the special preview of Jesus of Nazareth, in which he played the lead. A racing pigeon owned by Joe McAuliffe of Sleema was discovered in the UK in March 1979, having been released at Syracuse for the race back to Malta. The government took control over meat imports, announcing that buying frozen meat from Australia would stop. And a large, cheering crowd witnessed the last military parade of the island's 179-year connection with Britain, when the bands of the armed forces of Malta and the Royal Marines provided a combined performance on Palace Square, Valletta. March 31st was approaching, and so was the end of an era. A letter to the Times signed Good Old Days bade a sad farewell to the British Forces Broadcasting Service at St. Francis Ravelin, Floriana, where indeed I first cut my broadcasting teeth in the early 1960s, concluding, "We shall never forget your fine service." And that service, to which the Times reader referred, was drawn to a close with the final broadcast on March 31st, 1979, which I am going to play for you now. The recording begins with the voice of Admiral Cecil, the soon-to-depart commander of British Forces, Malta.
In about a quarter of an hour's time, the British Forces broadcasting station in Malta closes down for the last time. I'm sure I speak for all the British servicemen and their families, the British residents and the residents of many other countries, together with the thousands of our Maltese friends who make up an enthusiastic listenership, when I express our gratitude and appreciation for the wonderful entertainment that this very happy station has brought into our homes. I'm sure we're all most conscious of the enthusiasm with which Richard Asprey, the station controller, and his small but dedicated team have done to give us news, culture, and fun to suit all taste and all age groups. It has been a great channel of communication between us all, and in the best possible spirit, and without in any way forgetting the role of the excellent local Maltese stations, I know that BFBS will be sadly missed by many. And so I say to Richard Asprey and his team, goodbye, good luck, and thanks for a very, very happy memory. And indeed, as this is the last opportunity I shall have to speak on BFBS before I depart in HMS London and the Air Commander departs in his aircraft, may I, on behalf of the Air Commander and all the British servicemen, now on the threshold of our departure, send our warmest greetings and farewell to all those Maltese friends who are listening to me now. We've been through much together over 180 years, and we're deeply grateful for all the kindness and hospitality shown to us, and for all the loyal support which we've received over the years from thousands of you who've worked alongside us. I'm sure for all servicemen, our time amongst you will indeed likewise be a very, very happy memory. Good luck, Malta.
And the final words of this final transmission were to be those of the last controller of the British Forces Broadcasting Service, Malta, Richard Asprey.
Thanks to Admiral Cecil, Commander, British Forces, Malta. This is BFBS, the British Forces Broadcasting Service in Malta, on 93.7, 90.7 and 88.3 VHF. The time is very nearly 4 minutes to 12, and this is Richard Asprey on behalf of all the staff wishing you well for the future. And before we finally disappear, we'd just like to thank you all for the flowers, tears, good wishes, drinks and letters, some of which I'm afraid we just haven't had time to reply to. So for the last time from these studios in Floriana, it's goodbye, good night, and God bless you. Good night.
The last post concluding that final BFBS broadcast. And at the Manuel Theatre, a combined concert by the Band of the Royal Marines in Malta for the end of British forces presence on the island and the armed forces of Malta closed with the audience joining hands for the playing of Auld Lang Syne as a final musical farewell. The entire audience remained in their seats, not wishing the curtain to fall on a truly memorable occasion. The last marriage ceremony took place of a locally serving British serviceman and a Maltese girl, when Rita Gallo of Sleema married Leslie Glenn. And in a long moving letter to the editor of Malta's Times, a retired British naval officer wrote, "There are no firmer friendships than those made in danger, and we have never forgotten your courage under fire." He concluded, "Please don't forget us, as we certainly should never forget you, and thank you for putting up with us for so long." Midnight on March 31st, 1979, marked the end of an era, as Malta ceased to be a British military base, and as April 1st dawned, the Maltese Islands began a new life. It was about this time that the popular pianist Richard Clayderman recorded a chart hit of earlier years that you're hearing now, Moon River. A 1979 recording there by Richard Clayderman from his Melodies of Love compilation album. So, with Malta's military connection with Britain of near on 180 years now no longer, the close of that period was forever more immortalised in a superb and poignant painting by Maltese artist Edwin Gallia of the Royal Navy destroyer HMS London, departing Grand Harbour on the morning of April 1, 1979, wearing the flag of Rear Admiral O.N.A. Cecil, C.B., the last commander of British forces in Malta. And so everyday life continued, with more people in the news. Paul Mifsud reached the final of the snooker championship at Senglea, beating Joe Grech 3-1. A painting of the Risen Christ by Raphael Bonici Colli dominated a striking Easter floral arrangement on the main altar of the parish church of Mceda. Charles Sarko, Air Malta's public relations officer, presented return air tickets to Rome and to the winning Sleema team in TV Malta's 15-week quiz series. 25 young people from Floriana, who attended government and private schools, were presented with copies of Emmanuel S. Toner's book, Final Focus on Floriana. And Archbishop Michael Gonzi celebrated his 94th birthday. On the second day of the island's traditional annual carnival, spectators were treated to a dancing spectacular with many participants from different parts of the world, as well as Malta's own and many dance groups. The great spring show of flowers, vegetables, fruits and pot plants at San Anton Gardens had a miniature garden included in the 1979 display. and following closely on the success of this show, a few weeks later, June began with crowds attending St. Anton again for the annual Fur and Feather Show, which had attracted 1,100 entries. Whilst on the music front, a lady with the intriguing name of Rose Royce was working away down at the car wash. Rose Royce, Car Wash. 1979 in Malta was moving rapidly to its halfway point, as the motor vessel Gyland, which for 10 years had ferried between Malta and Gozo, began a new role following conversion, operating as a cruise vessel around the islands. An exhibition of etchings and aquatints by Malta's well-known artist Luciana Michalef opened at the National Museum of Fine Arts, following her just-completed commission designing Malta's £1 note commemorating Republic Day 1979. 40 light aircraft arrive at Lua for the 10th International Air Rally. Looking ahead to later in the year, it was announced that Malta would have its largest contingent in the Mediterranean Games, to be held in Split, Yugoslavia. In Gozo, the new quay at Mjar, created to accommodate the new ferry, was a subject of continuing complaints. But coming in for much praise was the regular Friday night folk spectacular at Palazzo Pescatore, St. Paul's Bay, staged by some of the island's top artists. And as July 1st beckoned, Stevie Wonder brought us this.
Send her your love with a dozen roses. Make sure that she knows it. With a flower from your heart. Show him your love. Don't hold back your feelings. You don't need a reason when it's straight from the heart. I've heard so many say that the days of romance are no more, and people falling in love is so old-fashioned. But waiting on May, the day they once set slip away, hiding need to fulfill their heart's desire for love's passion. Send her your love with a dozen roses. Make sure that she knows it with a flower from your heart.
bombers see that they cannot believe what they see. For around us are miracles of love's glory.
Stevie Wonder and Send One Your Love. Another momentous and significant period in the milestones of an independent Malta had taken place as the summer sun of 1979 steadily increased the temperatures. I'll be back next week to conclude the year as it was here on these islands via the usual ingredients: people, events and music. If you'd like to make contact, listeners online can do so by email mikeroberts@firenet.ws or by just clicking contact on the station's website. And if you prefer to write, please do so, care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programs you miss, just go to webcasts. They're all there at the click of a mouse for the taking. Do join me next time, either on radio or online. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.